The Republican primary campaign for Morris County Freeholder is now taking a predictable, if not off-the-wall, turn. The challengers are now calling the incumbents liberals. And, of course, they are the conservatives. Candidates Donald Dinsmore, William Felagy and Kathy Winterfield have sent out a release calling incumbents Tomas Trongello, Doug Cabana and Kathy DeFilippo liberals. Broadly speaking, there is nothing novel here. It's common in Republican primaries to see one slate of candidates decry their opponents as, God forbid, liberals. But is it true? Is it effective? Those, of course, are two different questions. One of the cited facts here is that the incumbents are hiding from $26 million in higher taxes. The reference is to the fact the county's overall tax levy has increased by $26 million over the last 4 years. However, because of a rising tax base, ratables, the tax rate, what people actually pay, has stayed roughly the same. So, the truth here is certainly questionable. As for the effectiveness of the strategy, who knows? Those who don't follow things closely may be inclined to back the conservative candidates. Years ago, that's how Hank Lyon, who backs the insurgents this time around, got elected. Yet the incumbents are campaigning hard and are far better known in GOP circles. Recall that Lyon's opponent, Margaret Nordstrom, largely took things for granted